Shalom haverim.
Hello friends. We're going to do a special preparation for the lesson today, since it's on the occasion of Rav Ash's departure. We're going to talk about, have several talks about where Rav Lightman talks about his relationships with Rav Ash. The first part from the book Always With Me states, but what is striking is that even after having realized who Rav Ash is and having decided to follow him, I was still in doubt. When you make a decision and tell yourself that you have chosen this life, this is the path, and this is my teacher, that's when doubts and questions arise in you. And when you feel the most confident in your choice, you're immediately faced with internal questions. How can I know that this is the right path? How can I know that this is the right teacher? And how can I know that this is the right goal? Then you start to battle with them, making many mistakes. You cannot avoid them, for you are still a child. One day, being in such a state of doubts, I approached Rav Ash and openly said, I am 34 years old. I intend to give my entire life to the wisdom of Kabbalah. The only thing that I need to know is, are you the teacher who will bring me to the final destination? I thought Rav Ash would reassure me and answer me in such a way such that I will feel that there's nothing to worry about. I thought I would receive assurance, strength, security, confidence. But the result was completely opposite. Rav Ash said, I do not know. You have to feel it on your own. But how? I asked, almost screaming at him. According to the feeling of your heart, he answered, there is no other way. He pointed everyone towards the Creator and never pointed anyone or asked to bind anyone to himself.
Yeah.
Haloch Birtsoi Soi Oyechais Birtsoi Soi Shilach Kei Anach Knibe Yodachu Artoi Besaloch.
Second excerpt from the book Always With Me about the Kotzk Kabbalists. I never doubted Rabash's sincerity when he said that had he been born earlier, he would have gone to Kotzk to study with Rabbi Menachem Mendel. This group of Kabbalists was right for him. It suited his rough character, his infinite heart, his enormous screen, Masach. He would have fit into this group like no other, for he lived solely for the sake of the goal and measured himself only with respect to it. Kotzk would be the right place for him. A group of desperate Kabbalists to which gathered people who wanted to take the Creator by storm. These men lived on so little they were nearly starved, but they lived together as a commune. They went through each day as though it was their last, treating each other roughly, demonstratively frivolous and negligent with each other, as it were, in order to give each other an opportunity to do greater spiritual work. That is the kind of people Rabash was in search for, the desperados, those who need nothing but for the Creator. Rabash was also attracted by the statement of their teacher, Rabbi Menachem Mendel. Quote, "There is nothing more whole than a broken heart. There is no stronger cry than the silent one." End quote. That was how Rabash wanted to live, and he did. Workshop question for the tense. Who is Rabash for me? What is the commandment I feel that he left me? Again, who is Rabash for me? What is the commandment I feel that he left for me? Please.
Who is Rabash for me? What is the commandment that I feel he left me? The whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah, Bala Sulam, Rabash, Rav, are completely a way of life.
Yes, an absolute truth, which you need to follow to the best of your ability.
Yes, the questions that Rav answered asked Rabash and the way he answered him are like the answers that we're receiving. As if we were there. This is a Kabbalist that words cannot be expressed. We're so lucky that we're on this path with our Rav. And we emerge from Rabash.
The commandment I feel that he left is to advance without compromise towards the goal. Over and above any grain of egoism, to simply devote yourself to love of friends in the ten above everything and to the Creator who is within the ten.
We will continue with the next reading from the book Always With Me. Why didn't you ask? I remember one time I went to the Ben Shemin Park with Rabash. I was very angry at something at the time. In fact, I was angry with the whole world. I started to vent my complaints, blaming everybody for everything. I said I was not making progress and all my efforts were useless.
Rabash
didn't cut me off. He looked at me and listened to me until I stopped. And then suddenly he said, "Why didn't you ask?" He blew me away with those words. I understood that I was filled with anger. And instead of asking for correction, I asked for everything around me to change. For everyone else to change but me. Why didn't you ask? It was such a natural question for him. Why does one not ask for correction? Not of everyone around him, but himself, of his ego that's consuming him. A person screams, blames, but he never asks. A person doesn't understand that the whole goal is for him to feel that the enemy is inside him, and that only with it he should battle. With that there is none else besides him, and that only the address the Creator is the solution that will operate. But this request must emerge from the heart, not from writing, not according to a certain order of prayer that was learned, but from a broken heart. I saw how Rabash did it. He would do this all the time.